Oh, yes, gosh, it's time for our meeting. Thanks so much for coming in. Yeah, I know it's a little stormy out there. I'm glad you could find your way over to my office. Yeah, just close the door. Sit down. I wanted to check on you since it has been a few months since you were hired. Has everything been going okay? Everyone's treating you well? Excellent. You've got everything you need then. Good. I hope the workload hasn't been too tough for you. No. I'm asking specifically because some of your coworkers have noted that you seem very stressed out, sometimes anxious. Yes, I know I can be a tough manager at times. I do pride myself on running a tight ship, and of course that includes making sure every member of my team is taken care of. And since you are the newest member of that team, I like to keep quite a close eye on you. Right. With that being said, I did want to ask why you haven't taken advantage of the company's sexual wellness policies. You know, you are entitled to a 15-minute session each day and then a 1-hour-long session once per week. These are separate from your regular breaks and your lunch hour, so if you don't use these, essentially you are losing them. Oh, you've never had a job with the sexual wellness policy before? Oh, I see. Well, our company isn't quite big enough to have a separate sexual wellness department, so it falls on each manager to be the sexual wellness resource for each team, of course. Well, in other words, your sexual wellness falls under me, or me under you, if that's what you prefer. That was a joke. Oh, you look so nervous. You just need to relax. Do you find me intimidating? Oh, that's understandable. I know I can come off as severe, maybe even too proper. I have high expectations of myself and expect the same of my team, of course. But I do take every aspect of my job seriously, particularly the sexual wellness side of it. Have you had any sexual experiences with women just a bit older than you? Oh, you've had little sexual experience at all? Oh gosh, you're turning red. Listen, please don't be embarrassed. No, I think I'm beginning to understand. Well, between your lack of knowledge about the benefits available to you, your discomfort with me and general inexperience. Listen, by the end of our session today, I think we can work on all three of those issues. Yeah, it should be no problem at all. Here, just take my hand and come with me to the couch. Sit down, go on. Now, let me kneel down in front of you. Do you still find me intimidating? Oh, you're nodding yes. Maybe if I unbutton my shirt, your eyes got so big. That's better, isn't it? Now go ahead. Don't be shy. I'll lean forward like this so you can They feel nice, don't they? Nice and supple in your hand. Play with them. Tweak the nipples. There. Yes. Good boy. Give me your hand and watch me lick and suck on your fingers. Every day, I have to be your boss. But for 15 minutes a day, you get to be mine. You can tell me exactly what you want me to do. You seem a little tongue-tied, but that growing dent in your pants is telling me what you need, me to take care of. So let's unbuckle these and see. Oh! Such a nervous boy, and yet here you are packing quite some heat between your legs. Do I look intimidating now? Your boss down on her knees with her tits out and her lips just a few inches away from the dripping head of your cock. You say no, but you're still stammering. Now, say it. Tell your boss to suck your cock. Tell your boss you're having a stressful day and you want her to give you some relief. To give you some oral relief for your hard cock. Tell her to take you into her warm, wet mouth. And make sure her slippery little tongue catches every drop of pre-cum dripping from your dick. That's it. Good boy. Now here's your reward. See? That's not so bad, is it? Look at you. You have the biggest grin on your face. Lean back, relax. You work hard every day. Don't think I don't notice. That's why it bothers me that you get so pent up and anxious when you don't need to be at all. You know Mark and Jason, the guys next to you? Yeah, that was a big peal of thunder, but we're perfectly safe in here. I was just saying, the guys next to you, they don't do half the work that you do, and, well, they come running in my office as soon as I have a spot open for them. I'll make you a deal. You start coming to my office first thing in the morning, and I'll keep my first morning slot reserved just for you. They can sit and wait outside while I give you the juiciest, sloppiest, most mind-melting blowjob. I'll even let the session run a little long just to tease them. I want to let them know just how much I appreciate and reward my hard workers. Don't be shy. Use your hands. Hold the back of my head. Make me take you to... That's a good boy. See how comfortable we are with each other now? Let me take this skirt off and straddle your lap. You didn't think you were gonna get out of letting me take this cock for a ride, did you? No condoms today. I won't tell if you won't. I don't normally kiss either, but... You're just so delectable. I can't wait to feel your raw cock slide deep inside me. Feel bad? Why do you feel bad? Oh, because you met my hubby at the company party? You silly boy. You know he has his own sexual wellness manager at his work. And of course our housekeeper is sexual wellness certified. Believe me, I make sure he's very well taken care of. Just like you're going to be well taken care of by me. Now watch your boss crouch over the tip of your cock and... plunge it deep. Deep inside. Oh, fuck. You like how that feels? Oh, fuck yes. Grab my hips. Oh, that's good. Now suck on my tits. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh my god, yes. Suck my neck just like that. I bet you didn't think your tight ass boss would be such a hot little fuck behind closed doors, did you? I'm a professional. Out there, I'm not going to take bullshit from anyone. But in here. In here, I'll take all you can give me. I'll admit I do have a thing for junior partners like you. So young, fresh out of college, with your little short haircut and thick cock. Give a little pussy and they'll work hard for you, I always say. You'll work hard for me, won't you, my good boy? You'll work hard for this. Good boy. That's what I like to hear. Keep working hard for me and you can keep fucking me bareback every day. I don't mind bending the rules a little for you. I love a good cream pie first thing in the morning. I'll take my panties off. I want you to make me moan so loudly that everyone can hear what you're doing to me. I want you to make me come as you shoot your load inside me. Then you can hold my mug between my spread legs. Such a dirty boy. Such a good boy. The thought of it is making me so wet. Oh, fuck. And it's making you throb. You're getting close, aren't you? Good boy. Good boy. Be a good boy and shoot your cum inside me. Oh, yes. Fill up your boss like a good boy. Yes, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Cleaned up. I have a voice conference soon, so do get out of here as soon as you can. I still need those tasks due today to be done, so get some results for me out there. Understood? Good. Oh, and don't forget, you're in my office first thing tomorrow morning. This was a free use script by Floss Legere, called Sexual Wellness Manager. Thank you for listening and coming over me.